When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Today, a very special episode. I've got David Jango, the Vice President of Operations for the National High School Football Hall of Fame, on the show with me. We're going to be talking about the induction ceremony happening on Saturday, June 8th. And this is, you were just telling me right before we started, David, that this is the second annual induction ceremony. Is that correct?
It is correct. We had our first one last summer here in Canton. It was our inaugural class, and we're real excited here to get our second class.
Okay, that's awesome. So inaugural class last year in 2023, it would have been. I'm coming at this, you know, with my viewers and listeners and everything, and I don't know how many people are aware of the National High School Football Hall of Fame, but, you know, it did not exist at all before last year. Is that basically what we're talking about here?
It did not exist. It really was the idea of Lamont Robinson. He's our founder. He did come up with the idea back in 2012 and been developing it ever since. And last year it finally took off. Like I said, we had our first induction class here in Canton. And since then, between now and then, it's a lot of things are happening. A lot of wheels are turning, and we're looking to hopefully have a permanent place. We're going to have some programs in place that are going to help current high school players. Obviously, we're going to honor these guys, the history of the game, heroes of the game. We hope to have a virtual museum as well as a physical museum very soon. We have an app out, National High School Football Hall of Fame app. So, things are really kicking up right now.
That's pretty cool. So, again, I just got introduced really to your organization last week. And I was telling you, I went up and anybody who watched the last episode of this podcast saw a little clip from our interview with Ted Ginn Jr. on the 99 Mile Per Hour podcast with Percy Garner. So that was a great interview. And obviously Ted Ginn Jr. is one of those athletes that, I mean, obviously 14-year veteran in the NFL and then, you know, what he did at Ohio State, but he just has his high school resume was incredible. And I didn't realize he said he's going in as a quarterback, which, you know, if you watch Ted Ginn, a pro, you know him as a return man and a wide receiver at Ohio State. It was probably wide receiver. I think he played corner, maybe defensive back a little bit too, but quarterback from high school. Just shows you, you know, the wide range of skill set that these athletes have. But so the event is, the induction ceremony is Saturday the 8th. What all does the induction ceremony entail?
Well, everybody can attend. Anybody that wants to attend can attend. You can buy tickets on our website, which is the NHSFootballHOF.com, or if you just Google National High School Football Hall of Fame, you'll find it. You can buy tickets on the website. I believe they're $25 a piece. It's going to be held at Umstead Hall on the McKinley campus. And there you'll be able to see, we're going to present each inductee with an award. They're all going to make speeches. We had a lot of speeches last year that were very inspirational. You'll hear how, you know, those formative years playing high school football really formed, these guys' lives, put them on a path to be successful in everything they did. And we look forward to hearing the same. So we'll have those. I'm going to play some videos. Going to explain to the people, because we are so new, what it is that we do. We do a lot of different things. We hope that we have a big turnout and we can start gathering some steam and become an entity that everybody knows.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope doing, you know, media spots like this and everything just helps get the word out and helps people just be more familiar with what you guys are doing. And especially here in Ohio and Northeast Ohio specifically, I mean, the representation of Ohioans coming into your Hall of Fame just in this class. I was going through just doing the quick numbers as I looked up some information on each of these guys. You got 35 guys coming in that are being inducted into this class. And if you know these numbers and I'm wrong, just let me know, but I'm pretty sure I did the math here. 14 of the 35 are actually coming in from the state of Ohio, from high schools in Ohio. That's 40% of the inductees. And then I went a little further and I found out that 23 out of the 35 either played or coached or had some sort of connection to Ohio, whether it's at Ohio State, Kent State, or playing for the Cleveland Browns. So that was like 65% of the inductees have some sort of, you know, high school, collegiate, or professional ties to football teams right here in Ohio. That's pretty incredible.
Yes, yes. Well, a couple of things about that. One, yet as you know, the football in Ohio is second.
Oh,
so that's where it started. There are so many great athletes that play, you know, at all different levels here in Ohio. And you go back and look at their careers going back to high school, and they were absolutely worthy. The second point I want to make, when you think about it, it's a rather daunting task to go back, what are we talking, 125, 130 years of high school football that was played in every corner of this nation.
yeah.
It's going to take us a while to sift through and find everybody that's deserving. So, you know, we're developing a network of historians and athletic directors and coaches to try and find as many people as we can, because unlike, you know, professional football or college football, they're national sports and everybody knows all the great players. High school football is a little more regional, and, obviously, some of the players go on and become household names, but there are others, such as like maybe a coach. You know, we have a couple coaches going in this year that have won, you know, 400 games, which is astounding. Think about it. So we're trying to find all of them. So I guess we really kind of started with what we know, and over the course of the next several years, you know, we will unearth as many of these great players as we can. And also, when you go on our website, you can actually nominate a player.
Okay.
So, and we found some players because of that, and it's been a fun process. It, like I said, it's daunting, but being a football geek, it's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. It's kind of that work that, yeah, daunting, but you love it at the same time. I was going to ask you, how does somebody get nominated? So you said go to the website. So that's anybody out there watching, listening to this, that if you, right? Is that what you're saying? If you know of like a high school
yes.
player that should be nominated for the Hall of Fame, you can go to the NHSFootballHOF.com. Is that right?
Yep, that is it.
Okay.
Or it's easier to Google National High School Football Hall of Fame, because it's a mouthful.
Yeah,
you know,
it definitely is.
Our name there. So, but yeah, you can go nominate. And, you know, it's very interesting. Some of the people, somebody nominated LeBron James, you know, and he was a great footballer. He didn't
That's
play
true.
Very long, but he was, you know, we know the athlete he is. So, yeah, you can nominate anybody and we'll look at their career and their history and see if they make the cut.
That's pretty cool. Then when somebody gets nominated, what's then like your process for deciding which nominees actually get inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well, we have a selection committee and we look at all these names. And again, you know, right now there's hundreds of names that we can sift through, and you throw these names out and you go, yeah, he should be in, he should be in. So, we look at their careers. Also being a organization that wants to foster the current game of football and make sure that it is healthy and grows. We want to highlight examples of men that have gone on to success after football, and part of their success is due to them playing football. As we know, you know, the ultimate team sport can really set young men up for a very wonderful career path and in life. And some of these guys did just that. They had a great high school career that led them to possibly, you know, getting a scholarship, getting into education or business or whatever it was they got into, and became successful, gave back to the community. We want to celebrate those guys too.
Well, that sounds exactly like what Ted Ginn Jr. was talking about, having, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said in his interview with Percy, but it was along the lines of, you know, you give so much to football, football gives so much back to you. And then once you're done, you're still, I mean, in sports terms, you're an old man, but in life terms, you're still a young man. And it's like, okay, now what do yes. I do with everything that football gave me and allowed me to do in my life to this point, and then give it back to the community, to the kids, to my kids, to, you know, whatever. And that's what he was talking about. So I thought that was very, very interesting. Plays along to exactly what you just were talking about there.
Yeah. And his father, who went in last year, is a perfect example of somebody who gave back his whole life. You know, what he did for those kids up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. You know, I think it's a story that everybody should know about.
Yeah, Ted Ginn Sr. Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
Truly deserving to be in that inaugural class. And it's pretty cool that his son is now going in the year right after him.
Yes. So
that's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and they're both deserving. I mean, like you said, Ted Ginn Jr., I mean, he was unbelievable. He was getting national accolades on both offense and defense.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and you watch him throughout his NFL career. He never seemed to lose his speed, even, you know, in his latter years. He's just a once in a lifetime man.
Yeah, he really was. So for everybody watching, who obviously this is a Browns podcast, so let's tie this into the Browns real quick a little bit. So first of all, if people want to go and get tickets, are the tickets available on your website?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so go buy tickets for the event, because you're going to see some of these Browns players that I'm sure everybody, or at least you know most of these guys. So we've got, first of all, it's wide receiver Josh Cribbs and wide receiver Terrell Pryor. I put those two together because they're actually being inducted into the Hall of Fame as quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks.
Right.
But they played wide receiver, obviously, for the Browns. And Josh Cribbs, just incredible return, man. One of the best ever.
Yes.
And then we've got running back Ernie Davis, defensive tackle Bob Golic, wide receiver Andre Rison, wide receiver Nate Burleson, running back coach Stump Mitchell. He's going in as a high school running back. Is that?
Yes, as a high school, yeah. Phenomenal running back in high school.
Yep. And then we've got Jim Haslam the second. That's Jimmy Haslam's dad, right?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, you learn something new every day. I had no idea what an incredible high school player he was. He played down in St. Petersburg and was recruited by colleges all over the country. He ended up choosing Tennessee, I believe. And I think they won a national championship.
Okay, yeah, he was offensive lineman.
Yes,
so
yes, he was.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So when I saw that name on the list, I was like, Jim Haslam the second. I'm like, okay, that can't be just a coincidence. So I looked into him, I'm like, no crap, that's Jimmy Haslam's dad. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he was an incredible player. Like I said, recruited nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah. So we also have Paul Warshaw.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
One of my all-time favorite players.
Yep.
Yes.
From Warren Harding.
He played at Warren Harding. Nominated Paul Warfield because my dad, who is close to the same age as Paul Warfield, attended Warren Harding and used to tell me that he was the best high school football player he ever saw, and he still watches high school football. So I thought that was a pretty strong endorsement for Paul Warfield.
Yeah, that's awesome, especially that you have that like personal connection through your dad with the player and everything like that. So to see him get inducted this year is really awesome. I, as far as Ohio State Buckeyes, I know we got a lot of Ohio State Buckeyes who watch the show. Again, Terrell Pryor, Ted Ginn Jr., Orlando Pace, Eddie George, Robert Smith. Some pretty incredible names there as well. Am I missing anybody from Ohio State?
Yes. There's so many names.
Yeah, I know. There's 35.
Yeah. I believe you got them all.
Okay.
Orlando. Yes. I think so. I think. And again, these guys in high school, you know, Robert Smith was the national high school player of the year his senior year. You know, he was just tearing it up there in Euclid. And obviously, we all know it was him from Ohio State, and he had a great career at Ohio State and then went on and played several seasons in the NFL. So, just incredible. And, you know, being from Ohio, I remember seeing some of these guys play high school ball.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog Pack Father's Day is right around the corner. So what do you give the man who has essentially everything he already needs? I mean, it's always so hard at Father's Day and on dad's birthdays and things like that. So what does this guy even really need? Well, let me make it easy for you guys. Get him steak and burgers and brats and jumbo franks and chicken and everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, because dads want meat. And it's the perfect gift because you know he's going to use it. It's grilling season. Your dad, your grandpa, these guys, you as a dad, we're going to be grilling out all summer long. So get things kicked off the right way with Omaha Steaks for Father's Day. It's what I get my dad, my grandpa, my father-in-law every year for Father's Day, because I know they're going to use it. They love the food and it just goes a long way. They can continue. I mean, obviously they grill out once, twice, three times, and they just keep using the food that you got them for Father's Day. It's the perfect gift. And right now, when you go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an additional discount when you shop the gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks are making this very easy for you guys to put a smile on the big guys' faces this summer. They've got hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89 for Father's Day. And like I said, omahasteaks.com, use that promo code DOGS when you check out for an additional discount on your order. So don't stress, don't fret, make Father's Day easy for all the dads in your life. And you know, if your wife or your kids are saying, hey dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Just tell them, get me some damn good food from Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com, promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S when you check out. Shop the Father's Day selection, all their gift packages starting at $89. And with that promo code DOGS when you check out, you get an additional discount on your order. So don't wait. Get everything ready to go now. omahasteaks.com, promo code DOGS. Get all the dads in your life the perfect gift for Father's Day.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Orlando Pace actually played basketball in high school too. He was a very good basketball player.
Okay.
Even though he's big as a house, he could move, and it was pretty astounding to watch him out there on the basketball court. But he's an incredible athlete. He pulled it off.
Speaking of a current Brown who that reminds me of, that's DeJuan Jones. I mean, did you see any of the basketball highlights from DeJuan Jones in high school?
I've heard about him. I haven't seen him yet, but I actually thought of Orlando Pace when I heard about that. But yeah, a man that big that is that agile, it just doesn't seem physically possible.
No, it doesn't. But when you see him move, it just, you just kind of astounded. You sit there and you're mesmerized by it, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually watching this right now. But
yes, yeah, those
these athletes are
amazing.
Yeah, they're incredible. Again, guys, $25, right, for the tickets. And if you want, you want to see some of these players, you want to go watch them be inducted. I don't know, would fans and people coming to the event have an opportunity at any point to possibly meet any of these guys?
Well, we're also having a meet and greet Friday night at the DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Canton.
There you go.
You can come down and meet some of the guys there as well. They won't all be there, but several of them will be there. And you could probably interact with them. I know last year after the induction, the guys were so thrilled. They just kind of hung out on the stage and people came up and were talking to them and getting autographs. It was, you know, I believe this year will probably be more of the same. It's a pretty intimate setting. And, you know, the people that come, a lot of them were fans and watched these guys in high school. So there'll be some warm moments, I think, after the ceremony there, some of the fans.
You know, you kind of talking about that in the sentimental side of things. I mean, there's such a, and I forget the exact statistics, but there's such a small percentage of people that ever get to play in the NFL. And the percentage of people that ever get to play in college, it's bigger, but obviously not that big. But tons of people play high school football. And that's where I feel like a lot of very fond memories, because you're growing as an individual, you're turning from a boy into a man, all that kind of nostalgic stuff. But high school memories they're just a lot stronger, I feel like, probably than some of these other memories. You just have those great friendships, you know, back in school and all that kind of stuff. So I could see where these guys would have these nostalgic fond memories and just kind of get lost in all that during this event.
Yeah, you heard that in a lot of the speeches last year, and I'm sure you'll hear it again. Some of these guys, Mike Doss was inducted last year, another Buck. He's from right here in Canton. He and I went to the same high school, Canton McKinley. He was saying, you know, again, this guy played, you know, he's got a Super Bowl ring. He has a national championship ring. He also has a high school national championship. And he was saying that some of those games at high school are the biggest games he's ever played and mean the most. And you hear that from a lot of guys. Just those high school games are so special because, like you said, it's a coming of age period. And these guys band together. They learn what it means to be a teammate. And it's something that they'll never forget. And they love to reflect on.
Well, I'm excited to hear some of these speeches that you're talking about and see what these guys have to say on Saturday. So that'll be a ton of fun. We are planning to be at the induction event. I know we just talked to your colleague before the show, and we're going to get some details ironed out about that. But if people want to come, buy tickets, come to the event, meet some of the Browns players, meet us, we'll be up there. Maybe we can even have a couple of people sit down. We'll record some spots for future podcast releases and all that kind of stuff. So don't have the details ironed out, but we will do something pretty cool. I know you got to run. I know you don't have a ton of time here today, but I just want to get your opinion real quick before the show. You did tell me you're a huge Browns fan. So your expectations or whatever, hopes and dreams for the Browns here in 2024, just kind of what's your perspective on the team as the season isn't too far away from starting?
No, I mean, we're not that far from training camp. Think about it. It's quite amazing. I've got to say I'm pretty excited. I mean, on paper, their roster top to bottom is
stacked.
Just stacked. I mean, they have depth at almost every position. They have speed on defense. I really love what I saw last year on defense. Biggest X factor is Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Will he play up to expectations? Will he be relatively healthy? I really think that's the only question. I don't think they're scared of anybody. I don't think that there's no team that they can't compete with. I don't care if it's the Chiefs, the Ravens. I think they can beat anybody. But it really comes down to what's Deshaun going to do? And I hope he's successful. I really want him to be.
Yeah. You know, watching, I've been doing a couple update episodes on the OTAs and, you know, he's out there throwing already, which to me is a really good sign for his progress. I mean, if we had come into OTAs and they said, we're not going to have him out there throwing in the drills just yet or anything like that, I don't think I would have thought anything of it because this is voluntary practices and stuff. It's cool that he's there, but the fact that he was out there day one, slinging the rock around, throwing these, not just short little passes, but deeper passes. It's like, okay, I think he's going to be good to go.
I do too. And, you know, there's been so much said about Deshaun Watson on, you know, good and bad. I truly believe that he really, really wants to succeed. He's not cashing it, and he wants to make this happen. And that's encouraging to me. I think he's the one question mark. I think he's going to do everything he can to bring it to fruition. And let's see what happens. See what happens.
I mean, if nothing else, you can't deny the guy is just an ultimate competitor. Like,
yes,
high school. I mean, what he did in college, putting Clemson on the map, beating Alabama, like coming to the NFL and doing what he did early on in his career. I think if anybody can bounce back from a couple down years and regain his form, we got that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he was an elite quarterback his first few years in the NFL. And if we can get back to that, again, the rest of the roster is totally stacked.
Yeah. And
if he were a known commodity and the rest of that roster was the same, I'd say they'd be the odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl.
We just
don't know. We just don't know. But let's hope for the best.
Yes,
let's hope. Browns fans. We always do, right?
I like to think we do. And I mean, the same set for any team with, you know, that's got realistic aspirations to make a run at a championship. Even with like a team like the Bengals. Well, if Joe Burrow goes down again for the third time in his short career so far, well, you saw what happened to them last year. Patrick Mahomes goes out week three and he, you know, something happens to him. Are the Chiefs making the playoffs? I don't know. So pretty much all these teams, it sucks, but it's just the reality of the sport. Everything hinges on the quarterback. We've got a deep, talented roster, which luckily last year we were able to make it work, starting five different quarterbacks. I don't know how we did it, but I give a lot of credit to Kevin Stefanski and the other leaders, you know, in the coaching staff and in that room.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of smoke and mirrors last year, but we got it done. And it was fun. It was a fun season.
Yes, it was.
You know, I think we were all surprised at what they did after all the injuries they sustained. But, you know, you're always surprised when you're a Browns fan, right? Good or bad. There's always surprises during the season.
That's such a great way to put it. Yeah, but hopefully, you know, everything's good with Deshaun. We'll get Nick Chubb back at some point, and we'll see this team do.
Yes.
Hopefully stay healthy enough to make a good run at this thing. So, David, really appreciate you. David Jingo, Vice President of Operations for the National High School Football Hall of Fame. Guys, head over to their website, NHS Football HOF, or just Google them and buy tickets for the event on Saturday the 8th for the induction for all 35 of the second year here. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great, great athletes coming in, and just I'm excited to be there and to experience it. But is there anything you wanted to say before we wrap it up, David?
Just real quick, I just wanted to kind of give an overview of what we're all about.
Sure.
So obviously we're a foundation that honors the history and the heroes of high school football. But we also want to be kind of a shepherd of the modern game. We want to make sure that high school football is around forever. So we are going to initiate several programs to help football players and high school athletes for that matter. We're going to address player safety. We're going to address nutrition, mental health, how to deal with social media. NIL is probably coming to high school football. We're going to address that. And then that's sort of expanded to maybe helping out the communities. You know, some communities, you know, have some more issues than others, and like with violence and so on and so forth. And we want to see if we can't help just make communities a better place. And we're going to try and reach the community through the student athletes.
Man, I kind of wish we'd have kicked off the show talking about all that stuff. I didn't realize you guys are doing all those different efforts. So that's really incredible.
Yeah. We're really excited about it. It just, you know, again, we all love football. Everybody involved with this foundation is really loves football. We all know what it can mean to a young man to play football and kind of put him on a very positive path. And we want to make sure that that institution is in place for future generation. So, like I said, we're going to have, you know, all these programs that address, you know, the challenges of high school football and the communities. Because, again, we know, especially around here in Ohio, that high school football, the communities tend to rally around this team.
Oh, yeah.
And those kids and the coaches are heroes. And if we can teach them to be successful in other aspects, then I think we've done a good
thing. I love that because, you know, you hear a lot of times just people just offhandedly say, oh, well, it's just football. It's just a game. It's just sports is just a game. Who really cares? But it's just, and all sports teach you so many different things about life. But having played high school football myself and everything, like, football's different. Like you called it earlier, it's the ultimate team sport. It really is. I mean, you got 11 guys on a unit. If you have 10 guys do their job and one guy doesn't, there's a very high likelihood that play is going to fail.
That's right. And what a life lesson that is. You know, if in the future, it doesn't matter if you're working, you know, for a big company or you're working with a small group of people, you're going to have to interact with other people.
Yes.
And everybody has to do their job right to be successful in anything they do. Football teaches that. So, again, we're very excited about all these programs. We also want to address education. You know, that it seems to be getting harder and harder to teach these kids. So we're looking at ways of utilizing new technology such as AI and virtual reality to help educate our kids. We might even, you know, integrate that into some football coaching. So a lot of exciting things going on with National High School Football.
Man, I am so, so grateful that you came on here and did this podcast with me and explained all that to me and the viewers, listeners, and everybody of this show, because I, again, came in here blind, didn't know a whole lot about your organization, and obviously because it's so new still, but you guys are really forward thinking and you've got a lot of great avenues that you're heading and focused on. So it's just awesome to hear. And hopefully everybody out there just support these guys. And if people want to like help support your organization, your foundation, or, you know, contribute in some way or help out, how do they go about doing that?
You can also go on our website and make a donation. We're a nonprofit organization and we accept donations and we would be very appreciative to anyone that wants to help us out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's awesome. Again, appreciate you coming on, David, and just encourage everybody to check out your website, follow you guys on X. Are you guys on Facebook as well, Instagram?
Yes, we are. We don't have a large social media presence yet, but it's all part of the process.
That's right.
We're going to be on all those. We also have our own app. You can go to, you know, either store. And the Apple Store and the Google Store, and the National High School Football thing. Download the app. There's information on all the inductees. There's news stories. There's going to be video content on there. Notifications. You can learn more about the inductees. So we're moving forward on a lot of different rails.
That's awesome. All right. Well, again, David, thank you very much for joining me and everybody else who's watching. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys check out their website, National High School Football Hall of Fame. Google them. Buy some tickets. Come up to the induction. Hang out with us. We'll be up there at some point and meet us, talk to these players, and just see what everything's going on with the National High School Football Hall of Fame. And until I see everybody in the next episode, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Manly Bands. Dog Pack, if you followed the show for a while, you know that I recently got married. I got my wedding band at Manly Bands. Now, I opted for something a little more simple, so I just got a plain, simple, gold, polished band from Manly Bands, but that's not everybody, and I'm telling you, they've got so many cool different designs and materials available. They've got bands made out of Jack Daniel's whiskey barrels, meteorites, even dinosaur bones. It's so cool. Just head to manlybands.com, check out the selection, see what they have. They've even got build your own bands if you want to make a custom style band for yourself. And right now, use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at manlybands.com when you check out, and you'll get 25% off your order. 25% is a big deal. So make sure, if you guys are looking for a new wedding band, Blake mentioned last week or two on the show that, you know, he's lost a lot of weight in the last year. And so his wedding band is a little too big for him. So he's thinking about getting a new one. And I told him, I said, just go to Manly Band, see what they got. And the 25% off your order is such a great deal. You really can't beat it. So at least go check it out. See what they have. They've got some really cool stuff. And again, promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, if you decide to buy one, and you'll get 25% off of that purchase. If you don't know your ring size, you can order a free ring size guide. They'll ship it straight to you. You can punch out the little rings and put them on your finger to see which size fits you best. And then every single band you order comes with a free silicone ring for whenever you want to work out or go swimming or whatever you need a silicone band for. You get one for free shipped with your purchase of a Manly Band from manlybands.com. So check it out. Again, manlybands.com. Use promo code DAWGS for 25% off your order.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.